Well, we welcome each and every single one of you. I heard so many chimes come on the line this morning, and we are excited to have you here. We welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I'm here in Inglewood, California. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to our host with the mostest this morning. I'm telling you, she is on fire to build the kingdom of God, to transform some lives, and to be a world changer. So at this time, it is my privilege, pleasure, and honor to bring to you this morning our host with the mostest this morning, Sister LaShawn. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. This is Tammy in Columbia.
Okay, my other sister. Go ahead, Tammy. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And we certainly all agree that LaShawn is on fire, as we all are, for the Lord. And we thank you so much for greeting the people this morning. Good morning to everyone on the Master's Call. And as I stated, this is Tammy. I am greeting you from Columbia, South Carolina. And as Evangelist Tiffany said, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Thank you so much for joining us on the Master's Call. We are ready to hear a word from the Lord to begin this day, as we do every day, opening in prayer, hearing a powerful word from an anointed servant of God, and then closing in prayer. This is what we do on the Master's Call. We give reverence to our Father. Now, sometimes when I say that on the line, I give those words saying that for everyone, but I know that I'm speaking for myself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. He's my Father. He's my everything. And on this wonder-working, powerful Wednesday, wonder-working power we know comes from the Lord. We know that he's our help. He's our Savior. He's our everything. And if you missed any of the call on yesterday, we invite you to go back and listen to the words of Dr. Vanessa R. Shepherd. Oh, my God, the Transform 90 series, you've got to transform your spirit as you're transforming your body. But it begins with the spirit. So we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call, where our purpose, according to the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who created this call through the mandate from the Lord on October 25th, 2010, that mission is to empower, enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And oh my God, I know many of you on the line can give a testimony about that, how your life has been enhanced, empowered, and enriched by coming onto this call. And therefore, we know that that is proof that when God puts a plan together, it's always going to be fruitful and it's always going to be successful. And the scripture that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK were given comes from Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. This call is brought to you live, thanks to God, Monday through Friday. We invite you to have your pen and paper ready to take notes. But if you're unable to do so at the time of the live call, we invite you to call back in on our replay line at 712-432-1085 and use the same PIN number, 957-677-POUND. All of our messages are recorded and archived from the inception of the call, and you can go back immediately following the recording, the live presentation, and you can visit, you can call back in and receive that word, but you can also visit our website. And the website for the Master's Call is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's the Masters, no apostrophe, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we love to have your feedback and your praise report, and we also have prayer intercessors who will pray for you. If you send us your prayer request to our email address, and that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you feel led to join us and become a part of the TMC family in terms of prayer intercession, or if you are a minister and would like to minister the word, please email us at that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. And we want to let you know that the vehicle that brought us all together is a health and wellness company. It's a Christian company, God-fearing people, created by the Diaz de Leon family. Artist International has been around for more than 20 years, empowering and blessing people's lives all over the world. If you're not an artist distributor, that's okay. We encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to the call to learn more about it. And if you are a distributor, we invite you to go to your back office and see the many promotions that are there for you. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up our call in prayer this morning. As I said, we're always ready to hear a word from the Lord, and we open up with an anointed woman of God who is going to give us a prayer this morning. We bless God for her. We thank God for her, and we see how the Lord is just working in her life, and we're so grateful and thankful that she can come this morning and open us up in prayer. My sister Benita, are you there?
Praise God. Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Tammy. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Praise God. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise God. Well, good morning, TMC family. This morning I go in prayer, and I just want to thank you, Father. I thank you for waking me up this morning, and I thank you that I was able to put my feet on the ground, and I thank you for another day that I can be a minister in the marketplace for you, Father, that I can speak your word. Father, I thank you for the messages that have been coming through the airways, and I thank you for the message of transition as it speaks in Romans 12 and 2, and how we will be transformed, changed, renewed of our mind. Thank you, Father, for that transformation, Father. I also want to just speak a word to Satan out of Matthew 16 and 23, as it says in the King James Version, "Get ye behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou art savorest not the things that the God that be of God, but those of man." For Satan, you have no place on this call this morning, that I clear the airways, and I ask everyone to clear your minds, Father. I ask them to clear their minds so that they can get prepared for the message that will be shared today on this Wonder Working Power Wednesday. Wonder Working Power Wednesday. Praise God for that tag. And again, thank you, family, for allowing me to stretch and grow in this community that has been brought together by the Diaz de Leon family. And we pray for them, Father, and we pray for our Pastor P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, again, I thank you for showing up and showing out and covering this call, that we will all be able to receive the message. Praise God on this wonder-working Wednesday. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Benita, for opening us up in prayer. We thank you, woman of God, and we are so proud and so happy that you're able to come on the line with us and grow with us. And I want to say thank you also to Dr. Vanessa and Minister Robin and for Dr. P.K. Roberts for being so obedient and disciplined. At this time, it is time, it is time, it is time to bring forth an anointed woman of God. If you all don't have your paper and pen, make sure you come back on and listen to the call. We are going to bring up our sister in Christ, Minister Kathy Washington, is our speaker for today. And Minister Washington hails from Georgia. She is a God-fearing woman. She's on fire for the Lord. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's a professional woman. Hallelujah. She's got experience in education. She likes to encourage and empower people, and especially women, and young women as well as old women. But we thank you that we are young in Christ on today. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I am here. Minister Tammy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank you so much for a warm greeting. I appreciate that greeting there. And I just want to bless the Lord for Minister Benita today. Thank the Lord for the powerful prayer, as well as Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and seating us. And the entire Master Call family, what would we do without you all being on the call this morning? We bless the Lord for you as well. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, I thank the Lord for you guys saying yes to the Lord. We're almost 2 years ago now. We bless the Lord for your obedience, and I hope and pray that you're able to see the fruit of your labor of love. And to all my prayer warriors, my sisters, and I just want to love on you this morning and let you know that I bless the Lord for you as well, and thank God for your prayers and your dedication to pray on behalf of God's people. And to my Father today, I bless him because he is a source of my strength, and he is the peace of my mind, and he is all that I have and that I can, that I am even becoming. I bless him so much for the opportunity to stand and share with you all this morning, as it is seemingly the custom as the Lord prepares and downloads a word to me. I kind of toss and turn throughout the night, and the Lord began to minister. I know we the last time we came before you, we were talking about becoming prayer warriors and rising up and being the warrior that God has called us to be, and understanding that it is today that we fight. It is that we must take hold on to the horns of the altar and do what we are called and purposed to do, and that is to intercede. Today, I want to talk a little bit. I want to continue that theme because prayer is just right there where I am right now, and I can't seem to move away from it. It's just where I am. So I praise God for this message this morning. The title of the message is Transforming Power of Prayer. We've been talking, Pastor Vanessa has been talking about transform and transformation coming from Romans 12 and 1 and 2, which Minister Benita mentioned in her prayer, and I thank the Lord for that. It simply says that we beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is absolutely time for us to be changed, not conformed to the world, but to be transformed. And that's what, you know, we're doing. Everybody knows that's a part of what's happening with artists. And we're not just transforming our bodies, but we're transforming our spirit man and our soul as well. And so today I want to talk about the transforming power of prayer. I'll say that again, the transforming power of prayer. Prayer to God has the power and the ability to set things in motion in the spiritual realm. More often than that, we see that prayer really does have the power to change the one who's praying. It will change our attitude, and God will change our disposition. He'll change. If you allow him to, he'll do it right in the midst of where you are, right in the midst of the challenging season, right in the midst of difficulty, right in the midst of change and transition. God will allow his power to change you if you allow the power of prayer to take place in your life. Now, I want to just talk a little bit about that, and I've got three or four principles. I think I have three principles that the Lord downloaded to me as I was thinking about the transforming power of prayer. How does that take place? How does God begin to transform me in the midst of where I am? How do I allow God to be God in my life? How do I allow him to handle the mountains in my life? How do I allow him to transform my life through prayer? I personally am learning as I go through my life and my walk with God that the first principle that I believe that a believer must do as you begin to allow the transformation of prayer is that you must die to your way. You must die to your will. I believe it was 1 Corinthians 15 and 31. Paul says, I die daily. Meaning I've got to, every day I get up, I recognize that in my flesh, there is no good thing. So I have to submit that flesh to the to God. And by doing so, I submit my will to God, my way to God. I die to doing it my way and finding out my own solution. And I simply say, God, not my will, but your will be done. We have that model and that representative, even as Christ, when he was going to Calvary cross for us, he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. So if we can die to our will and die to our way, hallelujah, glory to God, there is a level that God wants to take us to, but it requires a dying to self-will in our way. I'm learning more and more that if I yield to God and die to my self-will through the transforming power of prayer, the more I find that I lean on God, the more I lean on God, the stronger I discover him to be. If I just simply die to my will and my way and submit to the plan and purposes of God. We've heard the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. It's one of my personal favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says, for I know the thoughts. God says, I know the thoughts. I know the plans that I think about you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, he says, I'm going to give you a future, and I'm going to give you a hope. I don't care what it is the enemy has sent your way or is sending your way. It doesn't even matter. God has a plan, a perfect plan for you, and it has a good outcome to it, and I can hear a hallelujah in my spirit right now. The next principle that I want to bring to you is that after you begin to die to your will and die to your way, because we're trying to allow God to transform us, transform our lives through prayer, the next principle is that you've got to ask God. Ask God to do it. Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you will receive whatsoever you ask in prayer. If you believe, you will receive whatsoever you ask in prayer. Now, I want to go ahead and share a couple more scriptures with you relative to just asking. I want to get down here to Matthew 7:7. I absolutely believe that this scripture has, there's an acronym there that I was able to see even as I was studying. It simply is ask. The A stands for ask and it shall be given. The scripture is clear. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. The ask and ask is the word seek. You see it in Matthew 7:7 again. Seek and ye shall find. The last letter in ask is the letter K, representing knock, and it shall be opened to you. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. It is a clear acronym there that will get you some serious results. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, meditation, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I'm so glad that when you present those requests to God, he absolutely will act on those requests. James 4:2, you want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have because you do not ask of God. Now, I'm going to dispel and dismiss today any religious spirit that thinks that you just can't ask because, you know, I just can't ask for myself. I've got to ask for somebody else. No, you can ask for yourself. Begin to ask God for what you need as well based on the word of God. Glory to God. Bless your Lord Jesus. I want to just give you a couple of references in the Bible or just let you know about some people who absolutely prayed and they asked God and God answered. Abraham and Isaac prayed and asked God and God answered and gave them their barren wives, bore children. Jacob and prayed and asked God and God changed his brother's heart so that he didn't kill Jacob. Moses prayed and asked God, and God sent plagues into Egypt, and God removed the plagues, and God did not destroy Israel. Water parted. Food fell from heaven. Water flowed out of the rock. The entire Egyptian army was destroyed simply because Moses prayed and asked God. Samson prayed and asked God, and God allowed him to kill the Philistine. While he was blinded, he was blind. He killed more as a blind man than he did when he had sight. Hannah prayed and asked God, and God gave her a son. Elijah prayed and asked God, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. It rained again. Where it had not rained for 3.5 years, it rained again. Fire fell from heaven just simply because Elijah took the time and prayed and asked God to do it, and God consumed the altar with fire. Hallelujah. Elisha prayed and asked God, and God, absolutely, a dead boy was raised back to life. An axe even floated on the surface of the water just simply because Elijah prayed and asked God. Jehoshaphat prayed and asked God, and his enemies were defeated, hallelujah, with a song of praise because Judah went forth in praise. Hezekiah prayed and asked God, and guess what? God added 15 years back to his life because he simply prayed and asked God. We can go on and on and on about others who have prayed and asked God. Isaiah prayed and asked God, and he saw the Lord. Daniel prayed and asked God, and he survived the lion's den. Hallelujah. Nehemiah prayed and asked God, and the walls of Jerusalem was rebuilt without the proper resources. They were rebuilt. Oh, my goodness. Jabez prayed and asked God, and God healed him. And not only did he do that, but he enlarged his territory. He gave him great wealth, and he gave him great influence. Peter and Paul prayed and asked God, and the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. They saw the dead was raised, and the sick was healed. And, oh, my God, the church prayed and asked God, and Peter was released by an angel from jail, and the earth shook. And this is the one I love the most. Jesus himself prayed. Hallelujah. And as a result of that, he was able to endure crucifixion and the cross. The lame walked, the dumb talked, the blind saw. Storms halted, demons left, bless God. Sickness fled, water turned into wine, and the dead lived again. All because, hallelujah, Jesus prayed and asked God. What an assurance that we have if we simply would just ask God to do it. So we've got to die to ourselves. We've got to ask God to do it. We've got to, thirdly, believe that he's able to do it. This is how we get the transformation of the power of prayer working in our lives. Matthew 9:28 simply says, and when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe that I'm able to do this. In other words, do you believe that I can do it? And they said, yes, Lord. You've got to have an attitude that, Lord, no matter what my circumstance look like, no matter where I am, I do believe that you're able to do it. Now, what happens is the enemy will come, and he will bring all kinds of things into your mindset to create doubt and unbelief and cause you to get a little weary. And you've got to find that strength from God to say, I'm going to bind that spirit up. I'm not going to receive that. God's not going to do. Yes, he's able to heal your sick child. Yes, he is able to raise up that one that has been sick for a while. Guess what? His name is Jehovah Rapha. That's his name. It's not just what he does. It's his name. Oh, bless God. His name is powerful. If you're in a situation where you need your resources to come in, you need money to flow into your hands, guess what? His name is Jehovah Jireh. He will send exactly what you need into your life. John 16:24, and I am trying to hurry along. John 16:24 says, "Unto now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you'll receive, and your joy will be complete." Hallelujah. We can have complete joy in God when we actually believe in him. We ask and we'll receive. This is the scripture I was trying to get to, 1 John 5:14-15. And it simply says, "And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will." Now, I did say according to his will. How do I know the will of God? I've got to get into the word of God to know his will for my life. He hears you. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition, in other words, the request that we have of him. And with that assurance, oh, bless God, I don't care what the enemy's trying to tell you. I don't care what he's trying to speak into your mind. The devil wants you to hold fast. He doesn't want you to hold fast to the word of God. And in fact, he keeps telling you otherwise. But I dispel and dismiss, bind up the devil in the name of Jesus, and remind you of what he said, even in Ephesians 3:20, that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ask or you can even think about. Glory to God. Ooh, bless the Lord. I feel myself getting a little happy now. Glory to God. I'm excited because I want to remind you that in the midst of where you are, in the midst of our transformation, we're transforming these bodies, we're transforming our spirit man, our soul man. I want you to know that you can experience the transformation of the power of prayer. Let the power of prayer, let God change your heart. Let him change your attitude. Let him change everything about you so that you can emulate him. We say every day on this call that we want you to go out and be ministers in the marketplace, and that you are empowered to do so. When you walk out, somebody ought to know that you have been with God. You have spent time in his presence. There's something about your presence, even just in walking into your presence. You don't have to say anything. Just your very presence ought to tell somebody that you have been in his presence. They should not have the experience. They should not have the experience you having to necessarily pull out your Bible, but you are the Bible that they are reading. They don't know the these and thous in the word. All they know is what you are presenting to them. So I want to encourage you today as I come to a close, allow God to transform your life through the power of prayer. Minister Tammy, I'm giving it back to you, dear. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Minister Kathy. We thank God for you. My God, the power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. We have so many notes, I can't even go back through all of them. Transforming power of prayer. But Minister Kathy showed you the power of prayer can change everything about you, your mind, your thoughts, your body, your presence, if you allow God to transform you. And those three key points that she gave, my God, you got to believe, you got to ask, and you got to die to your own way. Call back in and replay that, take those notes, and apply that principle to your life, and God will bless you. We are going to call up Minister Robin, our prayer general. Father God, we thank you for Minister Robin's going to come forward and give us our closing prayer and bring our prayer request. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. The Lord, we thank you because we are going to experience the transform of prayer right now for our children, Father. Father, I thank you, and I decree and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your children, Father, that they purpose in their heart to know and to perceive you, that they will want to recognize you, Lord, that they will become acquainted with you and your voice, Father. Lord, you said in your word in Isaiah 54:14, that all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great will be the peace of your children. Father, I thank you that we will teach your children to be grounded and to be rooted in your word, Father. And Lord, just as you said, Father, that we will not cease praying for them. Hallelujah. Prayer, yes, Lord. We will pray for them that they will desire to be filled with the knowledge of your will and wisdom and spiritual understanding, Father. Holy Spirit, you illuminate their thought life, because we know that the knowledge of the word will transform them. The knowledge of the word will be seen outwardly in them. The knowledge of the word, Father God, will be an expression that they will speak. We thank you, Lord, that our children are living epistles to be read by you, Father, in the name, read by other people in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them demonstrate the mind of Christ. Fill them to overflowing in Jesus' name. Let other young people see Jesus in them, Father, and want what your children have, Lord. Let them experience the power of God in their life. Let it be evident. Let it be demonstrated daily. In Jesus' name, it is so. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin. Hallelujah, God. We want to thank our host this morning. I'm the host, actually. We want to thank our greeter this morning, Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much for greeting the people and spiritually feeding the people. We want to thank Minister Kathy bringing an anointed word of God this morning. We want to thank Minister Robin for closing us out with a powerful prayer. And, of course, we want to thank Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, for allowing us to have the opportunity to come before you on today, just showing the fruits of their labor. We thank God for all of you, the Master's Call family. We love you. We're out of time, but we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Remember, go out and be ministers in your marketplace. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.